Benjamin Goro will be going to Terekeka to meet the governor of Terekeka to help, you know, build that confidence in between the two warring parties. What is very important is, you know, this confidence building is helping us to move freely and also helping the civilians to move freely, you know, or between themselves. And if you have been seeing right now, we have taken almost more than 3 weeks, or even almost 1 month. You never heard of any clashes between the opposition and the regime forces.
Mr. Lam, can you tell us exactly the importance of the meeting between the SPLA-IO and the government is going to take place in Terkeka State? Is it different from what you have done in Yei River State some months back?
You know, the situation, the security situation in the country differs from one area to another. In Yei River, we have been having some serious clashes since the people signed up to like about 4 weeks ago. But after that face-to-face meeting and after the meeting that took place in here in Pajume, those kind of situations ended. In Terkeka, it's different in such a way that we know there are some like road incidences that have been happening. People have been a lot of bad things along the road, harassing people along the road, and some community differences also. So this meeting that is going to take place will mean and our better kind of situation where people traveling along the road. That is what is going to happen.
Mr. Paul, can you tell us briefly about the delegation which is going tomorrow to Terkeka State under the leadership of Benjamin Gore? Does it only compose of military officers, or there are some politicians from the state who will be attending that meeting?
The deputy governor, Central Pretoria, who attending that meeting, and the sector commander of Sector 8 also attending the meeting. So it is not a small meeting, it's a big one, because it is at sector level and the governor's level. That is why it is very important. So there will be some politicians who will be attending that meeting.
Mr. Paul, your chairman made a statement when he was briefing the SPLM-IO members in Khartoum over the weekend, that he directed all the forces of the IO to move to the cantonment areas. May we know whether cantonment areas have been established already, and how many do you have in all these areas of South Sudan?
You know, the issue of cantonment area is very complex. From our side, we have our that are known to us at the moment. And that is why our chairman decided to say people to move to cantonment. So we will be moving to those cantonment sites. You know, publishing of cantonment sites is not a priority. The most important thing is we know where they are. Our security is not where they are. Now, we believe, you know, the Joint Defense Board will be meeting in Juba soon enough. And they'll be able to discuss the issue of cantonment sites in between the two, let me say, in the team. We cannot publish cantonment sites at the moment, especially this side of Yei River, because there are some hold-up groups who are still being engaged by the international body to make sure they are able to also join the peace. So publishing the cantonment site is not a priority. But it's important that we're going to be sure we report ourselves to the cantonment site.